The transfer window always throws up different challenges. I mean, in terms of trying to get players in, obviously if there's other teams interested in your players as well. So, yeah, listen, it's done now, and we just need to focus on the games we've got remaining now.
Yeah, what tell us the sort of typical day then? Yesterday, transfer deadline day for a manager. What happens? Time do you get in? What time are you leaving? What's your role in it all?
Well, there is no real typical day. Yeah, on a transfer deadline day. There's been occasions where I've had games that evening, like a lot of teams did last night, which I think's absolutely bizarre, considering how important deadline day seems to have become. But yesterday, no, we were off yesterday. We didn't get back to 2 o'clock in the morning after Forest. Yeah, it was just a typical day, really, in terms of got up, I went to the stadium and was just sort of in and about different negotiations and talkings and sort of people phoning and all the rest of it. Listen, the phone's busy that day and there's a lot of desperation at times with people phoning up at the 11th hour trying to get deals done when there's about 10 minutes to go.
You lost Jordan to West Ham. I know you were obviously trying to keep him. You said, you know, you don't need to sell him. You obviously got the money you wanted for him. Is that sometimes maybe a note to the other players that actually, you know, you perform well, look at what you can achieve?
Yeah, I think that's certainly a way to look at it for the players. I mean, I think we're not a club that's commanded huge amounts of sort of transfer fees in the past. We're not a club that's spent huge amount of transfer fees in the past. And what we've done is we've sold one of our players, but we've sold them for a record transfer fee in the club's history. So I think that's a good thing. I mean, obviously, Jordan, 2 years ago, I wasn't even playing in the team. I mean, so now he's moved to the Premier League for the amount of cash that he's moved for. I just think speaks sort of, well, hundreds of him and how we've developed as a club. But I think transfer windows are always difficult because I think that there gets to a stage with the player and the club, I think, that it's best for both parties that we sort of we move past it and we move on. You know, Jordan had a year and a half in his contract to go. We knocked back big money in the summer for him because we didn't have enough sort of forward options, really, that we were comfortable with. And then, obviously, we went and signed Louis Moult, signed Billy Bowden. So I think it just got to the stage. I don't think Jordan's form over the last couple of months has been at its best, and I think this has been the sole root of it. You know, I've sat down and spoke to him at length, individually, just me and him having a chat about it, and I just felt that for both parties, I just want to stress, he phoned me and thanked me this morning, so we've got a great relationship. There was no breakdown. I mean, people probably comment that he went in a strop the other night, that's why he wasn't in the squad. That's entirely untrue. I made the decision because I didn't think the lad's head was right. I mean, you've got to bear in mind, he's a young kid who's been brought up from Middlesbrough and came through the hard way to make it where he is. And when that type of cash is getting flung at you, then it's naturally going to turn your head. So I just made the best decision for the team to withdraw him. And I think it was the best decision for him as well. I don't think mentally he was in the right state of mind, you know, and people underestimate that side of football. So I think for both parties, I think the club gets, like we say, a record transfer fee, which I think is a great deal for us. And I think Jordan then moves on in his career and gets a great opportunity at the highest level. So I don't really see any negatives in it. You know, we've obviously, as I said, we've signed players and we've got other guys that now need to step up to the plate.
You've got this money now in the bank. Unfortunately, you can't spend it. As the sort of higher up level said, that's what you've got for the summer. Has that not been discussed yet, any of that?
That's not the way the club works. You know, the way the club works is Mr. Hemmings owns a club. He puts his money in and he runs it at a loss every year, which he puts his own cash in. Do you know what I mean? And if you ask anybody, if I say to you, you've got a business and you put your own money, you're going to lose it every single year, you wouldn't do it. Yeah, so the fact is, his generosity and the way he goes about it is fantastic for us. It allows us to keep the club in a stable footing at the level we're able to sort of compete at the moment. And he'll put his money in when and if he chooses to do so. You know, obviously, me and sort of Peter will recommend and come up with players that we think will add value to the squad. We're never going to be a big spending club. I mean, that's just the simple facts of it. So that's where we are, and we're all accepting of that.
You were trying to bring a couple of players in from Tuesday night. Obviously, that hasn't happened. What was it, just a breakdown on, just like I say, not the deal right for the club?
Well, the problem that you've got is not the deal not right for the club. When you're trying to negotiate with another club about a player and they're not willing to even talk to you, then it becomes really difficult because you're sort of negotiating with yourself. So that's ended up what happened. We're trying to get a price, we can't get a price. And the problem that you've got is sometimes it's impossible to buy something if nobody's listening to what you're trying to sort of do in terms of giving money across. So it wasn't a case of we didn't stump up the money or anything like that. The simple fact was there was no negation to take place because they wouldn't talk.
Yeah, a little frustrating then.
Very frustrating, yeah. Because as I said, I think everybody's fully aware that we wanted to sort of get some more players in, but it certainly wasn't through the lack of training, and it certainly wasn't through the lack of cash either. There's more circumstances to that that stopped transfers going through.